Welcome back. As today we're talking about a lot warmer place than it was here in Atlanta. We'll be talking about the lovely city of Miami and the Dolphins. You know, we were going over this before we started taping that today it was actually right around 85 to 87 degrees and clear in sunny Miami, and here in Atlanta it was wind gusts and 67.
But which team's going to be, I guess you could say, brighter or sunnier, Atlanta or Miami?
Well, I mean, you know, I guess the consensus would say Atlanta, and that's probably a pretty good guess. I mean, if you're a betting man, I would go Atlanta over Miami. But Miami's done a lot of things to really improve, and overall, they're a really appealing team. I mean, it has a lot to do with what second-year quarterback Ryan Tannehill does. But they finally went out and got him weapons, so there's no real
with
excuse.
With his new weapons. Yes. With his new weapons, exactly.
Yep, they went out and got good weapons. It's not, this is what was left off the scrap heap. It's like they went out and spent some money and made sure that he's got some people to throw to.
And you know, they're in a division where they're the only team, like I said, I can't speak on the Bills. But the only addition that I think's been made any sense was Emmanuel.
Yeah.
But with the exception of that, the Dolphins are the only team in their division that are actually on the upside. The Patriots, I think they're about equal. I think actually they're starting to take some steps back because they've invested youth into their defense, but their offense, they're just throwing pieces for Brady to throw at. Like I said, the Bills are the Bills. And the Dolphins are like, we want to win. We want to be the team that steps up. I guess you could say the Bengals. We want to be like the Bengals.
Yeah. And, you know, all right before this, we really should tape like a pre-show because some of the best things we say sometimes are there. But, like I was saying, to me, in this order, you got the St. Louis Rams, you got the Miami Dolphins, and there's a good chance the Kansas City Chiefs are three emerging teams that if they can go right at 500, maybe even sneak out a ninth win, they're going to steal a wild card and probably blow somebody out in the first round.
Yeah. It's we're not saying Super Bowl caliber.
No.
I mean, they're far from it, but you know, I mean, any given Sunday, there's no telling, or Saturday, or Thursday, or Monday, or whenever day of the week they want to play these games. There's no guarantee. Just a quick, you know, I'm saying, that I'm trying to think of a team you could use for instance on that. Who expected the Colts to be in the playoffs last year?
Yeah, it's true.
Really?
I mean, you know, they,
I mean, nobody. Who expected the Redskins?
I mean, it's true. Those kind of teams, I mean, it came down to the last game of the season for the Redskins. And nothing personal because I like a lot of things that Redskins do. But to me, it seemed like the only reason they got in was because the Cowboys couldn't pull it off. They just hung around long enough to where when the Cowboys failed right there at the end. Yeah, as soon as they choked, the Redskins are like, all right, well, we're going to take that spot then. But, you know, we could talk about some of his weapons as far as, I mean, they went out and got Mike Wallace from Big Ben's Arsenal.
Signed him to a big contract.
Oh, yeah. I mean, signed him to the contract he should have got anyway. They still got Brian Hartline, who is merging. He's going to be bigger. And they went out and got Dustin Keller from
the Bush, though.
Yeah, they did let Reggie
they let Bush go, but but, I mean, Lamar Miller, I think he can step up. I mean, it's his time to shine. And, you, I mean, you still got, you know, Thomas there. And I'm questioning exactly how Thigpen's going to do.
It's true.
I mean, it's a young core that can do some pretty decent. And you know, I'm still a decent fan of Matt Moore. If Tannehill falls, I think Matt Moore is still a decent quarterback.
Yeah, you know,
he might not be as good as Ryan, but
right.
But he's decent.
You know, I happen to catch some.
He's better
than
my backup.
Yeah. I'm not sure about mine. I'll have to get back on that one. But sorry, I was getting breaking NFL news right as I said that. Let's see, I was saying, oh, Matt Moore. I've actually caught some of the Dolphins preseason, and I saw some of the practices online and stuff like that. Matt Moore actually was moving the offense, whether it was the first stringers or the second stringers or even the third stringers. They were actually putting up points with him in. Not that they weren't with Tannehill, but, you know, the backups usually get to play more in the preseason. In case something does happen with Tannehill, there's a good chance that Matt Moore could still step up and take him to the wild card spot we're talking about.
And am I incorrect when I say that Mike Pouncey was not a Dolphin last year? Or was he? The center.
I want to say he was. I'm trying to find it real quick.
Because the reason I ask, I mean, because I don't remember him being on the team, but I think the center is one of the main ingredients of a good team. You got to have actually, this is his second year, so he's a young guy. You got to have somebody that's in sync with your quarterback. The center, I mean, if just a perfect example of that is Peyton Manning when he was in Indianapolis. Him and the center, they were on such key with each other that he almost, I mean, he tried to do everything he could to bring him to Denver, wanted him to come to Denver with him.
Yep.
But he went to Green Bay, I think, and then he retired.
He did.
That's like what, this is what, Tannehill's second year?
It is.
And this is going to be, Pouncey's second year. These two are going to be together for a long time, and the chemistry that they can build, I think that they've already got is going to be a benefactor to the Dolphins. This is a young team that's going to be a thorn in the Patriots' side for a long time.
I mean, their offensive line is not really anything to kind of sleep on here. I mean, they went and signed Tyson Klebo from the Falcons, I believe is where Klebo came from. I mean, he actually did well for the Falcons, I don't understand why they let him go. It could be debated. But, you know, Pouncey, like you said, and then there's no disguising the left guard, Richie Incognito, that he is just a mauler in the running game. I mean, he can push two guys sometimes.
Yes. And see, like I said, we're speaking of youth because there's not much you can say about this Dolphin team. I mean, because they're so young. The running back, Lamar Miller, in his second year. Ryan Tannehill in his second year. I think Pouncey's in his second or third year. Dustin Keller came from another team. It's his first year with the team.
Yeah, he came from the Jets, he was able to get out of New York in time.
Yeah, he's actually. Yeah, he said he wants to actually win. Something the Jets are not going to do much of. But I mean, but he's young. He's only been in the league for 5 years.
Yeah, I mean, I have yet to look
at this team, and I'm so surprised by this youth.
I mean, and then when we swap over to defense, their defensive line, I mean, is arguably, I'm not going to say a top five or something. I would have to look at all the defensive lines at one time. But I mean, Cameron Wake, Randy Starks. They got Deion Jordan as a backup right now. I mean, they seriously could go after the quarterback.
I like to bring Grimes in Atlanta.
Yes. When they picked up Grimes, I said, they're trying to contend this year now.
Yes. I mean, I like to bring Grimes in Atlanta. I thought Atlanta was dumb for not bringing him back.
Yeah, that was
but,
actually.
But, you know, Atlanta doesn't care about their defense and.
You know, between grabbing Klebo on the offense and grabbing Grimes, you know, both of them being former Falcons, the Falcons are proven winners. I mean, going out and doing that, and then just the other day, just to it's not even a salary cap issue. They let longtime kicker Dan Carpenter go because Caleb Sturgis has stepped up. I think he was a draft pick for him this year. To which he was. He was a fifth round pick out of Florida.
You want to win? If you want to win for a long time, you got to do it with youth.
Exactly.
That's the only way. You got to restart sometime. And the Dolphins have been in a rebuilding process for a long time.
Well, and when I was very surprised by the Dan Carpenter them letting him go until I started looking at the stats and I was reminded he cost them two games last year when he missed last second field goals. You know what two wins would have done for this team?
And that's why. They'd have been in the playoffs.
They'd have been 9-7 and at least breathing on a wild card spot, if not in it. I was like, that's
why Akers is not a 49er this year.
Exactly. all it takes is to miss a couple kicks, and they're like, you know what? There's six other guys that would have made that. And it's a scary position. Cause,
yep,
I mean,
and we know,
I know.
Ask Tom Brady how important his kicker is to him.
Yeah. Yeah. How many, big time games were won, especially some of the Snow Bowls that,
two of the Super Bowls that he has was won by the kicker.
Yep. And Brady will be the first person to tell you, hey, his kick won that game. But
yep.
Overall, I have...
Because it's a win or lose. It's a win or lose play.
Oh, yeah, definitely. And, I mean, they had a good draft. I mean, they, you know, if you had to rate it on a scale, they are around, you know, the B-plus to maybe A-minus level. They went out and picked up the people they needed overall. They really addressed the defense and where am I looking? Oh, and they picked up a few, you know, Mike Gillisley from Florida, running back. He could actually get some carries this year, depending on, you know, if any of them get banged up. And overall, this team really could make a good splash.
Yes. So speaking of the splash, let's look at the schedule. Because I was looking at the schedule and I was like, "Whoa, they got a tough schedule."
Yeah.
The first five games. It's really gonna pull their. It's gonna be gut check time. Their first five games.
I mean, when you start,
they got
off,
one easy one in there, but then they got.
Well, now I don't know how easy. If you're talking about the Cleveland game, not only is it in Cleveland, but if the Brandon Whedon that showed up the other day shows up,
yeah,
that's gonna be a gunslinger shootout. I mean, really, to be at Cleveland. At
yeah.
Indianapolis, who we don't know who they are this year, but they were pretty good last year. And then home versus Atlanta, at New Orleans, and home versus Baltimore. I don't know if there's a tougher first five games.
And home, yeah, I mean, yeah, they could easily start off either 1-4, 0-5. I don't see them winning two games there. I really don't. I mean, they might pull one off maybe against the Saints, depending on what the Saints look like this year.
That's true.
But I don't see them beat. They're not going to beat the Falcons. They're not going to beat the. Well, they might. The game against the Colts will be if what the deal is with the Colts.
Yeah, yeah.
But they're not going to beat the Ravens.
I don't think they. I mean, they could, but I mean, you know, the potential is always there. That's why we watch every week. But either way, they've got such an interesting schedule because of the division they're in. That, I mean, if I get an extra chance this year, I'm going to be watching some Dolphin games because they have a really intriguing team, and I'm curious to see what they're going to do.
There's going to be some good games.
Yeah. I mean, they're going to be in a lot of games this year.
Because, I mean, they, you know, after them first five games, they still got to play the Patriots twice.
Yep.
They got the, remember, they play the whole NFC South, so they've still got to go to Tampa Bay, and they got Carolina coming in. Their pushover games are going to be the two against the Jets. They're going to beat the Jets. I don't care who the Jets put out there as a quarterback. The Jets are going to be stars this year.
They're going to beat Buffalo both times.
And I think, as I say, I think they're going to sweep Buffalo. So but then again, I don't know. Cause Buffalo, I mean, that team looked real good when Manuel was, leading them down the field, the other, but it is preseason, but at the same time, I think the Dolphins have a better all around team than Bills.
Oh, and
so there's four wins. We're going to go ahead and say that's four wins right there.
Right. And I mean, if give up Cleveland at the,
and what about the Chargers? What are we saying?
I don't have much faith in
yes,
the Chargers.
Yes, okay, that'd be
year.
Five with Cleveland.
Yeah, I don't have much faith in the Chargers. I mean, I think they're going to be decent, but I think it's still a kind of a hot mess over there, and I don't know. I don't really.
And that's a toss-up game.
Yeah.
I think the Dolphins can beat the Steelers.
I think so.
I mean, even though Steelers still have Ben, but that defense is not that dominant defense they were of years past. And plus, that's Mike Wallace's return to Pittsburgh.
Exactly. He will definitely want to torch them when he gets a chance.
Yes. So that's,
but, I mean,
I say, yeah, when me personally, I'm looking at the schedule, I'm thinking maybe they can get as many wins as 8 or 9. And as few as 6, I see between a 6-10 record to a 9-7 record. That's really what's going to come up to.
But, you know, very much like a couple weeks ago, I think Bryce was the one who said it. It's not really the numbers so much as that will reflect that they're getting better. They're going to be even if they do only win 6 as opposed to 7 last year, you know, they're still going to have a great shot. I mean, realistically, I would say. I mean, they're probably right at 7-9, 8-8, and they're going to be better this year than last year.
I agree.
And I would almost say that they're going to be competitive enough this year that they may steal one from New England. It's a stretch, but it's because
I was
of some
actually
of the
gonna,
things.
Yeah, I mean, I agree.
It's the things we've talked about that we're not sure what Patriot team's going to be.
Stretch.
It depends
and,
on.
And we do, but we do know that the Dolphins are improving.
It's true. But you know, for the most part, I think this is one division where there's not an emerging third team. There's an emerging second team, and in the next few years, maybe the Dolphins could get a division title. It really depends on what happens in New England, because both the New York Jets and the Buffalo Bills are still a couple levels behind everybody. But you never know.
Yep, that's what they play the games for.
Yep. Well, and I guess we'll get back to our cold weather, and all our fans in Miami can tell us how nice their days are as they tune in, but. For Daniel, this has been Jeremy. We'll see you guys next time.
Oh.